good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. We've got an absolutely special call lined up for you guys tonight, one that I'm definitely looking forward to, and I hope you all are as well. It's going to be phenomenal, but just a couple of quick reminders. The end of the month is tomorrow, so we just encourage you guys and impress upon you to finish out the month strong, to make sure you last few minutes Players Club or Performance Club points to help you guys get promoted and paid and to your next levels. We have all day tomorrow up through midnight to get those applications and new associate agreements processed. So let's make a concerted effort to really close the month of July out with a bang. We'll also remind you guys that it's not too late to still get registered for the upcoming Learning and Leadership event in Dallas, Texas in September. It's something you definitely, if you're serious about your Legal Shield business, you will be there. There's no excuse not to be there. So if you haven't already done so, I highly recommend you do it no later than by the end of the week to go ahead and get registered for the Dallas event. Definitely something you won't want to miss. Right now, I'm really excited to be able to go out straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a platinum executive director, a millionaire club member, six-figure income earner. But I'm so glad he's on the call tonight, and that's my dad, Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thanks. And, you know, it is great to be back on the call, and I'm really excited about tonight's special guest speaker because he's all the way from the state of Hawaii. And so I want to encourage everyone to make sure and get their pens and notebooks ready to take notes. And then after tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be hearing from the newest $100,000 ring earner in Legal Shield, and he's on our More Success team. So tonight's call will be exceptional. But to introduce tonight's special guests, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member who continues to lead the international expansion of our More Success team now after nearly three decades. And that's Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, sir?
Right here, Randy, right here. I tell you, you're right about tonight's call. Two outstanding men on the call tonight. Two outstanding. But you know this first speaker, Randy, I could say tons and tons about him, but one thing I would like to say, you will never find a kinder, gentler person. You'll never find a person that tries to live for God and takes care of his family, works with other people's family, is out there every day. He believes in helping other people. A platinum two executive director, making over $200,000 a year right down there in Hawaii, doing what we all should be doing, having fun in the sun. But all this man's a great worker, and it's an honor for us tonight to call him friend, because when I say someone's my friend, I really mean it from my heart. And this time tonight, not only a good family man, a good businessman, he's my friend, Mr. Danny Katoa. Did we not get him on the call, Jeremy? Mr. Katoa. Well, we had a confirmation on that. Can you still hear me, Randy?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. Of course, he has a big time zone difference. Would you like to give him a quick call, and we'll go ahead and go to the – why don't you introduce the next guest speaker, and then might give him a quick call just to make sure.
I'll do that. I'll introduce the next speaker, and then I'll get off the call and try to call Mr. Katoa. Randy, this next speaker has been on the team quite some time now. He's the workiest guy you ever seen. I didn't think I could find anybody that works as hard as he does. We have so many hard workers on our team. But this gentleman is a platinum executive director. Just bats those out day in and day out, and I can say many things for him. He's a minister. He's been, I think, 130-something countries in his lifetime. He started this out part-time, and he's going to tell you his story. So rather than mess his story up, rather than keep on about all his accolades that he has, and he certainly has them, we could spend 30 minutes telling about his degrees and everything else. But tonight, the newest ring earner on the More Success team and the newest ring earner in all of Legal Shield, and I said that means the United States and Canada, our very own Dr. Ron Kite.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moore.
Can y'all hear me? Thank you, Ron.
Okay. Well, one thing, I tell you what, all the people signing in tonight kind of makes it very intimidating on the call here, but I do want to thank the Moore
family. I'm going to hop off now. If y'all forgive me, I'll hop off and try to get Mr. Katoa. Thanks, son.
Okay. Anyway, I do want to thank the Moore family, especially Mr. Moore, for always being there, my friend and all. I guess the first thing is that one thing that Mr. Moore said it so many times, put God first, family second, Legal Shield third, and he'll take care of you. And that's what we tried to do. My original purpose in getting involved in Legal Shield was just to help my 18-year-old son. He came to me one night, and he had a bunch of friends, and they wanted to go to me to go to a network marketing meeting on some kind of legal thing. And I'm thinking, that's nuts. I don't want to do it. But my son needed $100, and Mr. Wilmer Smith was going there that night, and he said, Dad, if you just go with me, I'll get $100. You're my fifth person. So I went to the meeting, and after the meeting, I started thinking about it, and I said, if I could just get my son to become a director, make 5 sales a month at $205 a sale, that would be $1,000 a month. You know, that's not a bad income for an 18-year-old young man. So my goal, really, was just to help my son build his downline. He became a director the first month in the business. Now, I had a good job. I've been traveling to over 130 nations of the world, and I really didn't need to work prepaid. But I was intrigued by all the exotic trips that I saw. And by just doing 10 memberships a month, that's only 2 a week. So my personal goal at that time, and I believe in goals, and I believe in plans, and I've been working the plans and staying focused. But my purpose was really just to become, you know, Players Club qualified at that time. It's now called Performance Club. So my wife and I could just go on these wonderful all-expense trips all over the world. And we qualified for every trip ever since we've been in the business. Now, in just doing that part-time, writing, and I say 10 memberships a month, my wife and I were able to go on our first Legal Shield trip to Paradise Island. That's one of the top vacation centers of the world. Now, while on that trip, I was able to have a one-on-one with Mr. Stonecipher. When we returned home, Mr. Stonecipher had Wilbur Smith give me a call. And he shared several points and put things in my spirit to help us build the business. Now, for the next several years, you know, that's all we really did. You know, I was had a full-time job traveling all over the world. And, you know, but I still, during that time, made 2 calls a day, wrote 10 memberships a month, and recruited 1 person every week. I really didn't have time to work prepaid full-time. But then, one day, I received a call. My boss called me, who I was working for. She was in her late 80s at that particular time. And she said, Ron, it's going to break my heart. But she said, we can't pay you anymore. Our income went with that phone call from over $100,000 a year to 0 overnight. My wife and I are in our 60s. The first thing we did was panic. I mean, what do you do? But thank God that he had a plan in place for our lives. And my goal then became to build a retirement plan through residual income. You know, the only way I knew how to do that was just write good business and have good retention rate. You know, we built an outstanding ED line. My wife and I were receiving tremendous override checks, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, sometimes on a daily basis, always at the end of the month. You know, we were praising God, thinking, wow, this is great. We spent the money. We didn't realize that we had some people on our organization that found a loophole in the system. And they were writing bogus business, bogus checks. Some of the people on the line know what I'm talking about there. We were hit with thousands and thousands of dollars of chargebacks. Our retention rate dropped below the company average. But we continued to make the calls. We continued to write the memberships because we believed in the product. We believed in the company. We believed in the founders. And we went, my wife and I went for over 1 year without receiving one single check from prepaid legal, living off our credit cards. And I truly believe that probably most people in their heart would probably, you know, they'd probably quit the job. But we had a goal. My goal is to have a retirement plan. And I knew that if we could keep running that good business and that business would stay on the books, then we could achieve our goal. In 2009, 2010, and 2011, we received the honor of having one of the top retention rates in North America. Now, we continue making our two calls a day. And then 15 months ago, I set a new goal. And that goal was to have our ring by April 2012 for the Oklahoma Conference. I missed the goal. I didn't reach it. But by missing it, we still reached a level of platinum. And all I can say is that if Ron and Jenny Kite can make a career change in their 60s and end up with a $100,000 ring, then anybody can do it. And just a daily routine for me, the first hour every day I spend with the Lord, trying to get his directions, hearing his voice, and trying the best of my ability to follow his plan and do what he says, even though sometimes I'm too tired, I just don't want to do it. I write the goals down, I lay out a plan, I start working the plan, I stay focused, and really with a lot of hard work and the Lord's help, the rest is kind of history. You know, and I know, too, that we all have war stories. We can talk about the pitfalls, the valleys, the disappointments, the people who don't show, the ones who dropped out, you know, the one that got away, the naysayers, the dream haters, the dream breakers, yet, and they can tell you 100 reasons why a legal shield will never work. But, you know, friends, I'm here tonight to tell you 100,000 reasons why it does work. Jeremy, I'll turn it back over to you, and whatever, if our Danny's here, that's going to be great.
Well, Mr. Kite, this is Jeremy, and I just want to say, Dr. Kite, excuse me.
You can call me Ron.
Congratulations to you and Jenny. What a phenomenal success story and a true testament to perseverance and treating the legal shield as a career opportunity. And you guys deserve all the accolades that you're receiving. And again, from Dad, myself, and Papa, congratulations. You're truly remarkable folks.
Thank you so much.
Ron, I know you're up like Millie Baker and the Pyramids. I know they just think that you walk on water, but I try to tell them you really didn't. You just knew where the rocks was. But we, like Jeremy said, Randy, Jeremy and I, we really appreciate you. You're a great person to look up to. You have the right attitude, the right work ethics. So thank you for being on our team, and congratulations one more time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have Mr. Danny Katoa. Danny, are you there? You know, I talked to him, and he could hear us. But for some reason, he has a speaker code. For some reason, he's getting.
Can you hear me okay?
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Barely hear you now. And there's a phone ringing in the background or something, but I can hear you, Danny.
Yeah, that's not my phone.
Go ahead and check.
Hey, we've got a line somewhere. Jeremy, can we see where the lines cross? He's there. He's wanting to speak. He's doing the best he can. Can you speak again, Danny?
He's not on speaker code.
Well, he's not. I just talked to him. He said he had it. Well, let me call him back and give it to him.
Okay.
Okay.
Guys, we apologize for the technical difficulties. We'll have this up and going just a few seconds here. Just bear with us. You definitely want to hear Mr. Katoa's story. He's got a lot of valuable information to share with us tonight.
Hey, Jeremy.
Yes.
Hey, Dr. Kite here. Let me just share another thing. I know Millie Baker's on the line tonight.
Okay.
And I just want to thank Miss Millie. She may not know this, but I know she does know it, but she kind of pushed me off the mountain, pushed me in the deep end of the water, said sink or swim. And Millie, years ago, I was doing everything I could to get before people. I was going to a trade show. I walked in on a trade show that morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's been raining. I stepped on the concrete floor. Nobody was there. My feet slipped up about 2 feet off the floor, and I came down. I didn't know if I broke my back, my head, or what it was. I was in pain, absolutely pain. I stayed for the trade show about an hour and a half. I drove back home. I took some medication, didn't know whether to go to the doctor or not. Went to bed early. And about 7:30, Miss Millie calls me, and she says, Ron, I have a group a couple of hours up the road. She said, I'd like for you to be able to do it for me in the morning. I had been to group school. I have never done a group in my life. This was a school teacher plan. I didn't know there was an education plan. I didn't know there was a teacher's brochure. So here at 7:30 at night, in as much pain as I was, my wife and I, we started calling Mr. Peterman, thank you so much if you're on the line. We had to call him to find out what the education plan was. We were going over to Millie's house. We hadn't put pamphlets together. We hadn't put brochures together. We hadn't put packages together. We didn't know what we were doing. And so from 7:30 at night until about 2 o'clock in the morning, I was trying to do that. My wife was trying to put the packs together. I got up at 4:30. I laid down for about a nap, took a shower, took a nap, and then took off on the road at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I believe Mr. Couture is on there now. Go.
Okay.
Danny?
Yes, can you hear me okay?
We can hear you fine. Thank you, Ron. We can hear you fine now, Danny. Thank you. The call is yours.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, Mr. Morris. Sorry, sir. I guess I'm on coconut wireless here, and I do apologize, but I did hear, I was able to hear you guys, but you couldn't hear me for whatever reason that is. I think it happened according to his plan, because we got to definitely hear from the newest ringer named Lisa Shield, which is such an incredible testimony. I was taking notes. I probably pressed one of the buttons because I was so excited to take notes. I took notes at 5 o'clock this morning, listened to Mr. Kite, and took notes this afternoon listening to him. But I also took notes on Jeremy introducing the call and passing on to Randy and then passing it on to you, Mr. Moore. And, you know, I just started to think and reflect about the beauty of this business and the process of it. I think the training part, Mr. Kite has already given us some of the content and the context on how to build a six-figure income from home. And obviously, you guys are part of an amazing organization, just legacy. Everything we want that exists here in this organization. Mr. Moore, is an honor to serve you and your family for what you stand for. They say if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And it's just a true testimony. Thank you for paving the way and leading by example, allowing people like myself who are thousands of miles away to be captivated by your story and for us to be able to model. And so I'm really excited. I'm honored. I don't know where to start. Congratulations to Mr. Kite. But what I wanted to share today was just sticking and staying. I was thinking about emailing back and forward with Mr. Moore, wanting the direction of this call, how he wanted to share, what he wants me to share. And I think you guys have so much success here. If you wanted to learn how to sell a membership, on how to go out, and if you listen to Mr. Kite, he didn't really know everything. He just went out and did it. And along the way, he figured it out. Along the way, people came to his rescue. But if you really dug into what he alluded to, he said, every day I had a daily plan. Every day I got up and I was obedient to doing the simple, fundamental, mundane that separates him and his family today. And I think we all have those privileges. All of us got 24 hours in the day to work our business. And one of the challenging with this business is that we all come from all different backgrounds, all different ethnicity, all different areas of our lives. Some of us are police officers. Some of us are stockbrokers. Some of us are stock boys. And so we have all these different experiences, but the phenomenal thing about this opportunity is that if you ever needed an example, we have every example for every excuse that we ever want to make in life. And Mr. Kite couldn't say it any best. He said, look, there's 1,000 excuses out there, but there's also 1,000 reasons. But I have a different way of looking at it. There's 1,000 excuses out there. We only need just one reason. And I think if you go back and interview the Moores, from Ken to Randy to Jeremy, and ask them what was the one reason why they stuck and stay and be faithful to their process till they could figure it out and be where they are at today, it's because they believe. They believe in something. They believe in a reason why they came into this business. And, you know, I want to speak to you tonight from a heart to heart, where I need you to believe, because life will happen. Life happened for me. When I got started here in Legal Shield, it was 2003. I was praying for an opportunity. And it was so funny. I was a school counselor. That's my background. I had never been in business before. So here's a third world country boy, just graduated from University of Hawaii, looking for a better life and, you know, did what most conventional wisdom tell you to do. Go to school, get the good grades so you can get the good job. But I didn't have all of that. I don't know about the good grades, but I figured out a way to graduate from University of Hawaii, and that's playing football. Play football, you graduate. And so my first ever job, I was a school counselor. And so, you know, I prayed for an opportunity at that particular time after I got my first paycheck. And I was introduced to an industry or business that I've never been a part of, not know anyone that's ever been a part of, okay? God put me in a marketplace where there was two people you can name that were active, and one of them was here in my marketplace. And so here I am praying for an opportunity, okay? Stay with me. Puts me in an industry I have no idea about, in a marketplace where I had no business briefing, no nothing. Two people in a marketplace building a business. And so you can see, sometimes we have to be careful of what we're praying for, because our prayers are always answered. They're just not wrapped up the way we want it to be. And I thank God that I got around great association, people like here on this, like-minded here on this call from all walks of life. I am inspired just by listening into this call from people chiming in all over the place, and it inspired me to build a business just like that. Now, I'm just excited. So coming back to your, to my piece of sharing, here I am in this market praying for something, and I was blessed with it, but in a marketplace where I didn't have anything. Now, I could have easily given up, just like many people that came before me that got started. There were people here that got started in Legal Shield, and they quit. They all quit. There were people that I got started with, that I introduced. They quit. They all quit. They have thousands of excuses that they came up with, but I believe because you're committed to your journey, you see something here that's very special with Legal Shield, and you decided to stay just like me. But here's the phenomenal thing. Because I stuck it out and went through the test, today I'm able to be a testimony today for many people that it can be done. I can't say truly out of the abundance of my heart, it'd be naive of me to even say it, that I know the business today. I don't. I just follow great people that's come before me. I do have an ego. I'm not going to lie to you. I got one of the biggest ego probably on this line. But I also know how to play team. I know my weakness and I know my strength. And I know that I don't have to know it all to win in this business. But if I can get into an environment where people who have a compassionate samurai, a heart of a warrior, who are willing to give in spite of what they get in return, I know I will win. And that's the kind of foundation that you have here. Just listening to Jeremy, to Randy, and to Mr. Moore. And I don't say this because it sounds good. I mean, it's dynamic. Where do you go in today's society and have three generations who are willing to work together, make it happen? We see reality TV shows of nonsense today, and people are getting paid for it. And here we are, a live physical example that I hear on this line. And I say that to come back to my point, is that we will all go through that process in building something great. You can go back and ask Mr. Moore. He can tell you story after story after stories of trials and tribulations that got them here to where he's at today. And just listening to Mr. Kite, a whole year with no commission, a lot of people would have been gone by now. But it takes vision. And all I'm saying is stick and stay and be faithful to your process, okay? I think a lot of time we live in a society where we have so many microwave leaders and we need a crock pot leader. As John C. Maxwell said, the best, you know, microwave, they're just looking for the best, the next best deal. They're just looking for the quick fix. But we need that crock pot, the slow cook, that's willing to go through it. Because for every challenge that I know today, I celebrate. Whenever a challenge arises in my business, now, it wasn't always like that, but it takes a shift in mindset. It takes a shift in environment. You got to be around the right association so they can pull it out of you. But obstacles back in the days, I used to complain about. Obstacles today, I just smile and get excited because I know that God is preparing me for something great, and I must go through the test so that I can know how to handle when I get over the hump. That's all it is. When things get tough, we get tougher. We learn more. Jim Rohn says the best. He says, don't wish you was easier. Wish you were better and keep working on you. And my last tip here of being faithful to your process, don't ever compare. Don't compare yourself to Mystic Height. Maybe it took him several years to get his ring. Somebody will come here because of his sacrifice and his story and his stick-to-itiveness to his passion and commitment. Somebody's going to come and feed off of that energy and that testimony and get the ring in 10 months, get the ring in 8 months. Who says it? Because of the foundation that we are all laying today, okay? It's the best form of reciprocity there is out there, mutual dependence where we can help each other. A candle loses nothing by lighting another candle. I believe we have such an incredible timing. I just want to to thank Mr. Moore for sticking it out. Such a timing. I look at my 10 years of here being in the business. I'm finally starting to understand the business and to be blessed with the kind of income and the lifestyle that we live today. It's truly a testament to this journey that you can earn while you're learning in this business. So if you're brand new here on this line, stake your claim, make your decision, put your plans together, and make sure you ask for help. Now, there's a difference between asking questions and questioning your leadership. And family, don't ever take them for granted. Don't take your leadership for granted. The moment we take our leadership for granted, the moment your income starts to go backwards the wrong way. And it is a real, it is raw as it can be, and I don't mean that to offend anybody here, and if I do, please charge it to my head and not my heart. I just don't want you to go through the same pitfall that I went through. And if I, that's what my mentor called wisdom. Learning from somebody else's pain is way better than learning from your own pain. I'm just excited for you. Stick and step. If you'd have asked me 10 years ago that, would you stick it out? 10 years later, you'd be paid over $1 million from Legal Shield, working on your second million, making over $200,000 from home, six-figure income, and have the lifestyle that you have today. I'd probably, tell you whatever, But because I made a decision to change my life, and I made a decision to marry to this company, like Ken Moore and a Wilburn Smith, is why I am at where I'm at today. And so you make a decision today. As you make a decision today, spend some time and look into the future and borrow from that beauty of tomorrow to enroll yourself in the activities here today. Because, man, there is not an exciting time right now in Legal Shield than what we have. And I believe Mr. Moore can touch upon that. Of all the years that he's been here, we have never been poised and positioned for a massive explosion. And so I'm excited for that. For the next 10 years of my life here with Legal Shield to see where the business is going to go, because I'm going to keep the main thing the main thing, and that's finding people to talk to and talking to the people we find and get them to plug them in into this amazing system. Mr. Moore, Mr. Moore, Jeremy Moore, Randy Moore, and Mr. Ken Moore, I appreciate the example. I don't say this often because I'm always at an awe. When I see you guys at the events, I'm like, man, what an example. Thank you for all that you guys continue to do, leading from the front and paving the way. It only took one Roger Bannister to run the mile under 4 minutes. So every time that I look at you guys, it's such a huge inspiration. It makes me want to work harder because I know it's already been done. And so we appreciate you guys. Look forward to seeing you guys in Dallas. And Mr. Kite, Mrs. Kite, congratulations. Thank you for raising the lid. Thank you for your commitment and stick-to-itiveness, even through the challenges. You are here today as an example. So I know that the best is truly yet to come, and the 250 is waiting for all of us. Take care. Take charge. And Mr. Moore, I appreciate you, and I turn the call back over to you.
You know, Danny, you're such an inspiration. We appreciate you complimenting us, but my goodness, man, you're one of the biggest inspirations. I know, I'm sorry we had a little trouble with the phone, so I was there for a little bit, but you know, this has been worth so much to everyone on the call tonight. And having you and Mr. Cat both on at the same time, what a double deal. And you, I've told you before, if I can do something for you, I know the time zone is different. If you want me on the call or anything, doesn't matter. I'll stick it out night or day for you. If you don't think so, give me a try and we'll show you. Because we do appreciate you and honor you that much, and I'm sure Jeremy and Randy would like to say a word to you before you get off the call. And thank you again for being our friend. Randy or Jeremy would like
Randy, I just want to tell you I appreciate your smile. Every time I see you, you've got the biggest smile. You're a big man, but you have a big smile and a great big heart, and we just appreciate you. And thank you so much for spending your time. I know it's a lot of different time zone where you're at, but we appreciate you, and thank you for helping the team out tonight.
Anytime. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much, Danny, and good night to you, and God bless you.
Bye-bye.
We want to thank Mr. Kite again, too, for being on the call. What an outstanding job and what a pleasure to have two such outstanding men on one call in one night. Randy, Jeremy, I know you feel the same as I do. And besides that, we're going to keep this thing going. We're going to be in Dallas. We're going to be going. I wish every one of you would register and go to Dallas. We're taking this thing another step. Things are, the sun is shining just a little bit brighter. In fact, maybe physically a little too bright. But we're going forward. We're going to just keep on this team putting God first, family second, and Legal Shield third. We appreciate each one of you, and God bless you, and good night.
Good night to you.
Good night, everyone.